Let's do a little hump day fun with a nice little Audio Depot.
Audio Depot.
Sean, you've got some fun draft audio for
us
today.
Yeah, because I know that we label it as we don't come to laugh when it comes to the NFL draft as we go wall to wall every year.
Oh, we laugh.
We laugh aplenty. It's all seven rounds. Day three, everybody gets a little punchy. And this year, Bob and the Hardline are going to be up in Detroit. Norm is still part of the draft. Even in retirement, he is going to be part of the draft coverage, which
Norm and Mary.
We need Norm. Maybe even Mary. Who knows? Maybe she's
and the
gonna,
boys.
Yeah.
Maybe the boys.
Boys can handle round six
Uday
and seven.
And Kuse.
With you? I don't know.
Eh.
But there's been many a moment that's either been awkward or just flat out funny in the past. And we just went through the system and just scoured NFL draft moments. A lot of them are Norm driven. And this one came from last year while Norm was up in Kansas City with Donovan and myself and Norm's draft team. Norm had a very questionable way to describe a player's name.
Okay.
And we're going to enjoy that right here.
Kelly, the cornerback from Stanford, goes to, where did he go? Baltimore. There's Baltimore right here? Okay. We're trying to figure out the list here, guys, right now.
And also the Colts at 158 picked the safety from Cal, Daniel Scott.
There we go. A nice American name.
Whoa.
Oh, man. Whoa. Oh, my God. Hang on.
I'm sorry.
Hang on. That's
most of these people are American.
And chill out. If they
it's too early to take another break.
It's totally okay.
Does he have a hair?
I like the fake Norm.
Oh my goodness!
Heavens!
Clutching my pearls here.
We're a melting pot here. We all came from.
We support all players
somewhere.
Drafted in the NFL draft today.
Pro. That was in the 150s. So that's getting pretty late.
Mm-hmm.
Ham, are you running the board this year for the draft?
Nice Friday, I am.
How much for you to, after every pick, to play, that's a great American name?
Not much. I'm available.
A dollar coup to get drafted.
Yeah, just
a dollar per pick?
A platter of tendies will get it
done. Okay. A dollar per pick.
A nice American name.
Cowboys draft Graham
Sexually
Barton.
Sexually charging him.
There
Why
we
is
go.
He like that?
A nice American name.
Well, and since we're on the topic of names, we're not going to play the name game, which Norm will undoubtedly do. He and Killer had a very fun / weird moment. This was a number of years ago because Killer's always on these draft trips. And I guess he was Norm's info go-to when it came to nameplates on the back of jerseys.
How'd they get the name on the jersey so fast?
Oh, no.
It must be a guy, all the names and just... But how'd they get the color right?
It's all Velcro.
Yeah, but how'd they get the color right?
They just make one for every team.
And then they pick names and names and put them on there, too?
No, the nameplate is Velcro.
I know, but how do they match it to the Lions uniform? They certainly don't have 28 different Ansa colors.
They do.
They've got an Ansa for the Cowboys?
Yeah, they got an Ansa for every team.
Oh, Lord. Seems like over. But now they can't afford coffee Saturday morning, right? Call me bitter.
Okay, is that on the air?
Yeah, that's on the air. Norm bitching they don't have coffee is...
That sounds so off-air talk.
Definite bingo. By the way, that was 2013 because Ziggy Ansah was taken
Ziggy
high
Ansah.
In that draft by Detroit.
And Killer is just talking on the air about this, the name.
Which,
I like Killer describing things and how things work.
Do they really
like the
have...
the drop third strike.
32? No, the nameplate is Velcro.
Oh!
But I'm questioning Killer in a way.
The jersey is Velcro.
No, but hang on. Like, Killer's saying there's 32 nameplates of every name available.
Yeah.
Or the ones that might be taken early. That still feels overkill. I'm kind of
Yeah, they got an answer for every team.
Yeah, I don't know if they do that.
That's not a nice American name either.
No, it's not an American
name. I mean, they give, like on the day three picks when they're at their house and if somebody gets drafted by the Lions, he's also got a Bears and a Seahawks.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got all the hats, so they'll just pick the Lions hat and put it on.
I'm questioning the nameplate, though.
The nameplate is Velcro.
No, the nameplate is Velcro.
No, no, killer, it's not.
Well,
I love more killer toys that we just discover through the years.
And if you've
it's
worked,
11 years old.
If you've worked on the draft, especially like running the board or producing, you know that Norm is a stickler for, you know, getting all the spots played to get those out of the way so he can have as much time as he wants. And anytime that there's like a special something going on up on stage and one of the early rounds with Roger Goodell introducing something or the NFL has an initiative, that drives Norm crazy because he just wants the pick and he wants to talk about the player.
I want a documentary about Norm during the draft. And especially, Ham, you've been in there running the board for it. The interaction between Norm and Joe off
electric.
Air. And Norm, turn your radio down if you're listening. He'll always ask how many spots are left. And Joe will tweak it a little bit.
We're
like, oh, well, yeah, we'll play 45 seconds and then you play like 5 minutes because you gotta get the bills paid.
Well, I don't know what year this was, but this was the Patriots, I believe. And I want to say it was relatively early in the draft, but they were honoring the troops or something and they actually never made a pick even though Goodell was on stage and Norm just couldn't handle it.
Maybe Minnesota's encouraged to say, you know what? Let's go for it here.
Yeah.
We're close enough. Let's go for it. Here's Roger Goodell.
We are honored to have with us former Patriots Super Bowl champion Joe Andruzzi. Last week, Joe was at the Boston Marathon raising funds for his foundation for cancer patients and research. He suddenly found himself helping innocent victims of a terrible attack.
And this goes on for like a minute and a half, so I'm going to skip ahead here.
Joe,
please.
On this note, I'd like to share the positive mantra that grew out of the events of last week. We have a new saying in Boston. Boston strong, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goosebumps, baby.
Hands, clutching hands. The Red Sox game breaks out.
Yeah.
There was not a pick apparently attached to that message from Joe Andruzzi. And St. Louis, gentlemen, it looks like St. Louis is going to go for the trouble linebacker Alec Ogletree.
Okay, that is one of the most underrated moments, not just in draft history, but ticket history. We don't talk about that moment enough. It was weeks after the Boston Marathon bombing.
And Norm has no regard
There's
for that.
There's not
whatsoever.
A dry eye in the house.
There was not a pick apparently attached to that message from Joe Andruzzi.
Moves right on.
Oh, that is wonderful. All right. We have Owen Newkirk coming up next.
Not a
we'll leave you with this one because this has staying power because we all love David Moore, our ranch reporter. Mm-hmm. Well, Norm, on the fly, created a new nickname for D. Moore.
David, did you hear the name of Shyam Carter, the Alabama player, at all as you made your way around your contacts there?
I have not, no. I didn't
David
hear.
Ranch? What?
What's that?
What's that? Ham's starting to get a little looey.
It sounded like you, Norm.
No, it wasn't me. David Ranch. No, see?
Ham is an assassin, man.
Ham.
I love
it. Oh, that was the 2020 draft, I think. That was the COVID draft because everybody was at home. That was the first drop I've ever heard on a draft coverage because that's a Joe Lecce production.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, man, Joe is probably so pissed right now.
Ham's a groundbreaker.
I love it.
He's a trailblazer.
David Ranch.
Yay.
Yeah, play that during the draft Thursday, the first round.
Malik Nabers.
So tomorrow evening, we start round one, rounds two and three Friday night, mm-hmm. and the gold comes day three.
I'll be here.
Rounds
I'll be
four
Saturday.
Through seven. So we'll see what Norm and our ticket team has to offer as far as laughing when it comes
Maybe
to
some
the draft.
Desperados, some margaritas.
Who knows?